Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jeff Dunham!
Thank you so much! Thank you very much. Have a seat. Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, it does not get any better than this right here at the Dolby in Hollywood, California! You guys ready for the little people in the boxes? The first guy I would like to introduce, I think audiences like, because everyone knows someone like this. You know somebody like this in your own family or where you work? Please help me welcome my old friend, Walter. So you told me you've been getting on the computer a lot lately.
Oh yeah, I've been getting on Facebook. What?
You get on Facebook. Yeah, what do you do on Facebook?
I like getting on there and defriending everybody possible.
Why?
Just so they'll wonder what the hell they did wrong. It's funny as hell.
That's not nice.
I know if it was nice, it wouldn't be funny as hell. I did actually lose a friend on Facebook the other day without defriending him.
How's that?
Well, an old buddy of mine posted that his wife died.
Oh.
I clicked like. Then I posted, mine's still alive, sad face.
So you're getting into social networking.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I don't understand is why young couples today keep nude photos of themselves on their phones and then text them to each other. What the hell? When I was young and dating my wife, I never thought, she's so beautiful. I'm going to marry her. The first I'm going to send her is picture of my balls.
What? People ask me all the time if my show is family friendly. What am I supposed to say now?
It depends on your family.
Hey, do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles? Sure, you like Walmart.
Oh, yeah. It's so convenient. Where else can you get cheeses left, kid?
Ooh. Sorry, I screwed up the joke.
It's okay.
Wait a minute, you screwed up the joke.
Don't make me say what I did, you did, and then make it your fault, my brain hurts now. What were you trying to ask?
No, what were you trying to make me ask? I didn't screw this up, you did.
I may be dumb, but you're helping me.
All right.
You want to try that joke again?
Huh?
You want to try the joke again?
You need from the start?
Sure, just to get it right.
To redo the whole joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's my first line?
Do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, I'm a Walmart. Okay. This is like acting.
Yes.
Okay. Take two.
Hey, Jeff! Yes, Bubba J.
Oh, that was really natural. You're good. That was good. Right? Good.
Hey, do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Hurry up. You're f***ing up the timing.
Yeah. Yes, they do have Walmarts in Los Angeles.
Don't laugh when I talk and f*** the whole thing up.
You like Walmarts?
Yes, it's so convenient. Where else can you get Cheez-Its, tampons, and a canoe all in the same place?
In the early days of television, commercials were done live in front of studio audiences. Well, just like back then, I get to do my own commercial for you right now. It's the Little Jeff Ventriloquist Dummy.
When you get Little Jeff, you also know that there's a big plastic bag over his head.
I learned that taking care of my own kids. Oh, it's great. It slows them down just enough. It's pretty great. So, but let me show you how a professional ventriloquist dummy works. This will be a little disconcerting for some people, but you pull the head off. And the body on a professional ventriloquist dummy is usually hollow. There's nothing inside that chest cavity, but in the top of the shoulders is a hole. And inside that hole goes what's called the control stick or the head stick. And on that head stick are the various controls. This one does the mouth. This one does the eyes. You put them all together, you can bring them to life. As for the voice for Little Jeff, in one of my earlier acts way back when, Peanut, one of my other characters, he had a Little Jeff and he did a show with him. He had his voice for Little Jeff, but I have to come up with my own voice for him because I can't do the same voices that Peanut does. Thank you for getting that joke. I promise you there have been a handful of audiences that have done that joke and they don't get it. They sit there and look at each other and go, oh yeah, you can't do the same voice Peanut cans and do so.
So why am I here?
I want you to demonstrate.
Demonstrate what?
What you can do.
Oh, great. Yay, fantastic. This is so much fun. Okay, here we go. Watch closely. It goes like fast. Ready? Here we go. Mouth. Ah, la, 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 la. Eyes. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Head. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Van, I f***ing done. Hey! I'm sorry. Why am I going to do this? I know what you're going to do. You're going to demonstrate me then put me back in a box and sell my ass. This sucks. How much am I?
What?
What? What? What? I mean, what? Why the hell do you say what? You know what I say, because you're thicker than they say it. Don't say what. We all know it's fake. Fine, fine. How much am I?
$95.
$95 for this? What a ripoff.
Well, there's more in the box.
Oh, now it's like a freaking infomercial. There's more? Jeff, how could there possibly be more? We don't know how you do this.
What else is in the box, Jeff?
Well, besides you in the box, there's a DVD.
Of what?
Lessons in Ventriloquism.
Why?
Well, if somebody purchases a Little Jeff and they want to learn ventriloquism, or if they have a child at home.
That's a great idea. Yeah, if you have the kid at home who's a total social outcast, sucks at sports, girls won't talk to him, give him a f***ing doll. Do it, the included DVD, can teach himself ventriloquism, then go to school and do shows. Yay! Then 2 months later, free of charge, he'll send you another DVD on self-defense. Because if he does this crap at school, he's going to get beat up a lot. A little too close to home there, Jeff.
Sorry, Peanut. Stand up. Come on, stand up. You're fine. Close your mouth. Close your mouth. Apparently they can understand you and I can't.
Yeah. Asshole.
Can you close your mouth?
Hey, what is that? What I say now is that. Asshole. Help me. What? Help me close my fucking mouth. Asshole. The ham. What the ham? Yeah.
Oh, you want me to close your mouth?
Yeah, hold on out, okay, asshole. What the hell is that? What, your hand? It's not a shit.
What?
Your hand is not a shit. Say it.
What?
Say it. Say it your hand. Asshole. See? Say shit. What did you do?
Look, I'm just gonna. Oh, stop it, Sizzler.
Oh, you look like shit on your face. You did shit face. Asshole.
Look, I'm just gonna. No.
Oh, you got it fixed. Oh, fine. Now don't ever let that happen again. I'll kick your ass. I can find another guy.
Look, Ahmed, no matter what, you'll always, to me, be a suicide bomber.
No, I was a suicide bomber. That's a one-time deal.
Well, what was a typical day like for a suicide bomber?
You idiot, it was only one day. It wasn't even a full day. You could try for two in a row, but you'd end up like the Seahawks. Blow up anything if I don't have my lucky charm, which I lost.
You had a lucky charm. Yeah, what was it?
I had a little camel's toe. The hell are they laughing at? What? I had a little camel toe. You used to look at it all the time. I'm not kidding. He would rub it for good luck. Seriously? Can we sell little fake ones online? Ahmed's lucky camel toe makes a great stocking stuffer! You think anybody saw that? It's on the floor. Get it, you idiot. Get my freaking arm. Go get my arm.
Okay, wait. What?
Don't leave me here. I'll fall down.
Go with me. Okay.
Put it back. Okay, put it back. Okay, cut this.
Okay, sorry. I don't know how to.
Cheap construction.
All right, fine, there.
It's not funny! I kill you from here!
How would you do that?
Just throw me. Why not? You did peanut. Can you put it back?
I think. I don't know what's wrong.
Just put it back. You are so cute.
I think it's good. Is it okay? Oops, sorry.
Don't touch my leg. It's not funny. Don't touch it. I can do this myself. No! It's not funny. Start laughing. Start laughing at me. This is not funny at all. This is all your fault. I kill you again. What? I can do it. Don't touch my leg. I still got it. Silence! I kill you!